Hello, I'm Sam Stokes, Microsoft Technology Evangelist. Let's talk about Microsoft R Open. Now, quick quiz with answers later in the video. What is MRO? Is MRO open source? And is the R language still open source? And how will you use MRO? Now, MRO used to be Revolution R Open, and Microsoft purchased them a few months ago. And MRO enhances R by using the Intel Math Kernel Library. This requires a 64-bit computer, and so 32-bit versions of R will not work. It works on Windows, Mac, and Linux, and but again, the machines must be 64-bit. Now with Mac, you don't have to install the Intel Math Kernel Library. That's already installed by default. And the Microsoft R Open does have a tool called Deploy R, Open Server, for R deployment via web services. And it includes even more because it can manage package versions with Checkpoint. You can use your clusters with Parallel R. And Deploy R also allows you to create machine learning and deploy it to the Azure cloud with Azure ML or machine learning. So here's a demo, and this is how to get your MRO server up and running. Let's take a look at installing the Microsoft R Open server or the Microsoft R server. To begin, you need to install the Microsoft R Open for the enhanced R distribution. The enhanced R distribution is a 64-bit distribution. Microsoft has assured the community that it will continue to maintain R as an open source distribution. So first, do your search for Microsoft R Open, and then you'll notice that at the Revolution Analytics, the Microsoft R Open is available. So click on that. You might want to read the announcement about Microsoft purchasing Revolution R Open. And once you've done that, go over here to download and download the R distribution. In our case, we'll be downloading the 64-bit platform for Windows, and we'll also be downloading and installing the Intel Math Kernel Library, or MKL. Let's get started. Click on the software MRO, and you'll have to wait a few seconds for it to download. It's a relatively small download. Once downloaded, just click on the Run button. And go through the wizard. Make sure you read the EULA. And I'm going to load mine into a friendly short directory off the C drive. And I'll go ahead and click Next. And go ahead and keep everything as written. It seems to be working. And I'll go ahead and click on Yes so you can see what that is. And we'll accept the MDI and Next. Go ahead and accept the default HTML help, but if you like plain text, that's there also. Now, go ahead and click Next. Oops, I forgot to add the, okay, Start folder will be included. And I'll go ahead and click Next. I want a quick launch icon, and I'll save the version number in the registry. Now, it'll install, adding a lot of PDFs that are useful for learning how to use R. Now, this is just the R library. This is not the math kernel library, which you'll need to install once this is loaded. The Intel Math Kernel Library helps you develop R code for parallel processors such as Hadoop or HDInsight on Azure. Part of this discussion, we'll also talk about how to use the Azure Data Server, Data Science Server, and now we've completed that. Let's go ahead and download and install the MKL. And this will take a few seconds. It's relatively small. This is by Intel. And on your Macs, you don't have to do this. Now use MR OAuth detected by the installer, which is what we used previously. And so now I'll click on next. And go ahead and do an install and installer. And here we go. So this is the math library. It is now installed. If we want to use the library, we can search for under MRO. And if we go to bin, we'll see here the R GUI. Now you could add this to your path if you want to use this GUI or graphical user interface. And now you are ready to use R. But you may not want to use this because you may be used to the excellent R Studio. So let's take a look at that. Let's get that installed. So let's go to R Studio. There are a number of IDEs. I like the R Studio. It's used a lot, has some tutorials. Also has its own server, so if you choose to use that server instead of the Microsoft R Open server, it's a good choice. Both of them have their cost. The server and even the IDE for commercial use from R Studio is not free. So we'll go ahead and download and install the R Studio. Notice that if you're using this for commercial purposes, it is $995 per year. And this is a good example of how to make money off of open source. The open source allows you to have, so as a business, you would provide priority email support and 8 hours response during office hours. For the community version or the open source version, you get access to the R Studio locally, syntax highlighting, execute R code, jump to function definitions, and so forth, as you can see here. So we'll go ahead and download R Studio desktop. Now I'm doing this as an interim. I do plan on using R Studio and Visual Studio once it's released. So here's the installer for Windows Vista 7, 8, and 10. Now R Studio provides an excellent IDE for you to use, and we'll see that in just a second. I reviewed the R Studio in other videos, and we'll go ahead and run that executable. It only takes a few seconds. And let's take a look at how we can interact with this. So you want to make sure that you put it in. I like to put it into the same file as the one I started with, the MRO folder. And I'll go ahead and hit next. And then it'll create its own start menu folder. And so you can see that there's some Qt DLLs in here that you can interact with C++ and other tools. So the extraction, pretty clean. Okay, we're done with the installation. And now we can open R Studio. So as you can see here, multi-thread LUPAC libraries detected using two cores for math algorithms. That's part of the MKL library from Intel. This version that it's using is the Wooden Christmas Tree. Sometimes the R people have interesting ways to name their versions. And this is the 64-bit, which is indicated here. So this is a collaborative project, and you might want to consider interacting with this team of this team or community of open source developers. So let's type demo and see what the what goes on here. So we got a demo, and here's a bunch of demos you can take a look at: error catching, explore some properties of the R objects, recursion, always a good way to start with your coding, graphics, colors, and so take a look at some of these examples, and you might want to experiment with them a little bit. Now let's move on to the getting our data server started. So I do that by going into my Azure and clicking on Portal. Now, because I'm already logged in as sam.stokes@live.com, It comes up and shows me my most excellent desktop. So I'll pin that bad boy. And you can see I'm loading my subscription details. If you're not used to using Azure, I see that I have 23 days left and $116 worth of credits. So I have something running that is probably costing me a little bit each day, or I have some storage. So you can see I have a server here that stopped, and now what we're going to do is go in and add new, and we'll go in here to data science. And come down here to Data Science Virtual Machine. This is the Data Science Virtual Machine that uses the Microsoft R Open. I'll go ahead and double click on this. And now I see my explanation. There may be some additional fees that are applied, and I'll go ahead and create my server. There's also some useful links. Learn more about the data science process. I'll go ahead and hit create. So now I go into basics and configure basic settings. So I'll give this a name. It has to be unique. So I might say data science ocean, and somebody already has that. Oh, okay. Let's try Pacific. I know one that they don't have, littoral. And let's go back here. Okay, so now I'm doing my basics. I've typed in data science, my username, SoCalSam, and a password. You may want to write down the password. And now I'll go ahead and click OK. I want to change locations to West because that's closest to me. And there can be some latency issues if you pick things that are not geographically close to you. So I'll pick West USA, and then I'll hit OK. Now I've created a new resource group. And now I'll choose a size. My recommendation is that you do view all, and we go down here, so you can look for the least expensive one, and if you go down further and further and further and further, there's one that's relatively inexpensive at about 13 bucks, and here it is. So this is a 0.24 cores, so you're not getting much in the way of computational power. So I'm going to go ahead and pick the one core with 1.75 gigabytes of RAM. It has two data disks and has fairly good maximum IOPS. Let's see if there's any cheaper ones. Nope. Okay, so the G ones we wouldn't take anyway. Those are pretty pricey. So I'm going to go ahead and let's keep this cheap. So let's go ahead and I'll change my mind and do the 13 Windows Server per month. We'll go ahead and select that. And now we want to think about storage. Let's keep it on standard. If we pick premium, there'll be extra charges. And there's a chance you might get an SSD anyway with the standard. Your storage account will be Pacific 7961. We'll take a look at that. And we see that it's enabled with diagnostics and it's a standard LRS. So I'll click on OK and we'll go ahead and bump out of this. Now if you're not used to working with the blades, it does take a little getting used to. And so we can see the public IP address here as the data science one. And so now we can choose an IP address or we just take the other one that's available. Okay, so our public IP address is data science. The network security group and monitoring, we'll go ahead and have monitoring enabled. And availability, let's see what's going on with that. And so we don't have any availability set, so we'll just leave it at that. Click on OK. And now it'll take a few minutes to get your server running. And so we'll go ahead and purchase it. Now, one of the things you'll see after this is built, we'll turn off the video for a little while, and I'll come back to this. And you can see that using a basic A0, it costs about 2 cents per hour. And you can also see pricing for other VM sizes, but we'll leave it at this inexpensive one. And remember, you can always stop your server if you're not using it. Make sure you stop and deallocate the server, otherwise the charges will continue. So you can keep this running at a fairly low cost. Okay, let's answer the video quiz with some snappy answers, or slightly snappy answers. What is MRO? MRO is Microsoft R Open. Is MRO open source? The server is still under the same license as the Revolution R server was. Is the R language still open source? Yes, Microsoft, it will honor the open source community completely. The R language that is used with the MRO server is the 64-bit version, and it is able to use or consume the Intel Math Kernel Library. How will you use MRO? Well, I don't know about you, but I could see MRO being used to do things like genetic research. It could be used to research tweet streams for politicians in a very rapid manner. It could be used to examine other kinds of word-oriented streams for keywords and so forth. You could use it for web analytics. I was at the Linux conference, and I saw a lot of analytic-based companies, and this would be a great way for you to get started with a web traffic type of analytic company. Hope this has helped you out, and this is Sam Stokes, over and out.